The City of Greater Bendigo's $40,000 Creative Recovery Activation Fund has led to over 14 new creative projects being developed, with more planned. Felicity Martin is the Creative Industries Officer for the City of Greater Bendigo, and she joins us to talk about it. Felicity, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the show. So tell us a little more about this fund and the $40,000 fund. Very great for creatives and for artists.
Yes, well, as people probably are aware, the creative industries has been one of the hardest hit as part of the COVID restrictions and lockdowns. And as we've all just gone back down into lockdown, a lot of the venues have had to close again. And so the artists and creatives who are working in the sector often fall through the cracks with things like JobKeeper. So this is a fund to help, I guess, reactivate the arts and creative economy in Bendigo. And so, yeah, there's been $40,000 invested, and that adds up to about 14 new creative projects that have been developed.
Felicity, what sort of things are coming forward, and aren't they limited a bit by our lockdowns and uncertainty?
Yes, definitely. And that's been one of the issues, I suppose. We've had to postpone one of the events that was supposed to be held on Valentine's Day, and that was Paganini in the Park by local musicians Ruby Shires, Kelly Bartlett and Anne Begg. So that was going to be held in the Garden of the Future in the Bendigo Botanical Garden. So we're going to have to reschedule that. So, yeah, we have to be fairly flexible in these times, and particularly I think with the arts and creative industries, people are getting very used to being able to pivot and having to change their sort of activations and go with whatever situation we're in. And we've got some pop-up recording studios that are going to be held by the Pauling Brothers Brewery. So we're hoping that they're going to be able to run in February 22nd to 27th. So that's enabling musicians to record some of their music, so that'll be a free session for mixing and mastering of tracks. So that's a great opportunity for musicians who may not have been able to get out into venues. This is an opportunity for them to you know, have their tracks recorded.
Yeah, and is it too late for people to get involved if they want to at the moment? If they want to try and get some of the grants?
Well, there will be further grants coming out. So if people, I guess, watch this space, we're hoping that next week we'll be able to announce some further funding. So yep. So if people want to keep their ears and eyes open, yes, there will be. Because we, as we've had this $40,000, we're sort of seeing that there's some great activations and opportunities that some of our talented creatives have come up with, so we're definitely looking at how we might be able to extend that.
Fantastic. We need the arts. It's very important. Creative people, very important, particularly in these tough times. It's great work you guys are doing, and thank you very much for joining us this morning, Felicity, to talk about it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Felicity Martin, Creative Industries Officer with the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us to talk about that. Terrific stuff.